everybody. This is Jim Cornette, pro wrestling legend, and you're listening to the Book in the Territory Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of our Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 85 from September 11th, 1993. We're still in Clintwood, Virginia, so no new demographics this week. We went a long time last week, so we're going to jump right into this one. This is our back-to-back day, so we're recording the second episode after we did an hour and 35 minutes on the last one. So here it is, myself, Doc Turner, Hardbody Hopper. Hopper's got to get to work. I got to bring some kids to the dentist today. Doc's got to beat his meat. And with that said, Hopper, how you doing this morning, man? You all right?
I'm doing great, sir.
You ready to just rock and roll, get into this thing?
Yes, sir.
Smooth opinion.
Mama. Whoa. Uh-oh.
Shit happened.
All right.
Go ahead. It didn't like what I did, I guess.
No, your singing would make people go away. I can understand that.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's
I got to say, man, we're recording this in early March, and New Year, New Me is gone, dude. I'm back on Pop-Tarts.
What kind?
Today is strawberry, man.
Strawberry?
Those are some delicious. I mean, shit, strawberry's a fruit, right?
Yeah. Delicious and nutritious strawberry. There you go, Doc.
Yeah, part of this nutritious breakfast.
Smooth opinion. Jimmy Del Rey's theme song. Anyway, we'll keep going. Let's get into this thing. You doing all right besides that, Doc?
As always, I am blessed.
And
just happy
blessing,
to be
brother.
Here back for the 15th straight week in Paint Clintwood, Virginia.
We'll get into the show then. So Dutch and Bob Cottle, very top. Dutch has a sign. We haven't seen a sign in a while.
Yeah, no, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of nice little treat there.
It made me pause it and click, wait. Which fucking episode is this?
I had to take a double take as well. His sign says, Bob thinks, and then the next sign says, he's so good. And Cottle's like, well, what's going on there, Dutch? And Dutch, of course, says nothing. But Cottle tells us we're going to hear from Terry Funk again, as we're on the eve of Terry Funk and Bullet Bob Armstrong doing battle. And then we are also going to hear from the Bullet. And Bullet Bob and Judge Mantell will have Ron Wright, Dirty White Boy, Primetime Brian Lee, and Tammy on Down and Dirty. And it ends in the most glorious way possible. Just putting that out there. It's a glorious ending. Doc, well, Harper, you laughed. Anything you want to say before we go to the first match?
No, let's go. All right. Love that fuck. Down and Dirty, though.
Yes, Down and Dirty is glorious. Oh, boy. As Ron White was going, smooth up in her. Anyway. Mm. So we go to the first match. We got Scott and Steve Armstrong versus Mike Sampson in the Dark Secret. It's about a 4-minute match. I thought Dark Secret, who we said a while back is Road Dogg, did well. And Dutch and Bob Cottle speculate how Funk facing off against Bullet Bob and then Bullet Bob and who Corny may face as a mystery apartment. Mystery apartment. I said it again. Jesus Christ.
Damn,
mystery
bro.
Partner. How that all is going to go down. Scott and Steve get the victory, though. Anything from the match, Harper?
It's not even a partner, dude. It's an opponent.
Opponent. What am I saying? What am I?
Are you having a stroke?
I'm just twisting up my
You
words.
Must have a side hoe. And so
you know what I do? The problem is I never proofread my notes, so I'm like typing feverishly as I'm watching. So,
and let me break kayfabe on everybody out there. He's reading these like a damn script where Harper and I are just
really
riffing them.
Not. Yeah. I used to do that, but I'm not now. That's why I'm fucking up so much.
Oh, see,
because if I had it like scripted, like I was reading a book, it wouldn't be as bad. But like I've got notes everywhere, bullet points dropped, I've got bullet points out of place. So sometimes it's hard to follow. And I don't proofread the shit because I'm watching and noting.
WWE scripted bullshit. Harper and I are just out here riffing, man.
Nobody's reading a WWE script. Have you seen a WWE script?
Yes.
This is far from that fucking meticulous, micromanaged world of WWE.
I saw that one that Vince marked up that was from Michael Cole, dude.
Jesus Christ.
We don't call it a hospital, pal. It's a medical facility.
Goddamn, pal, it's not a hospital. It's a medical center.
Hey, I learned everything I needed to know about WWF when Vince said they couldn't call it the strap anymore. That's exactly what it is.
It's a fucking strap. I mean, come on. Overproduced bullshit. That's WWE nowadays. Anything from the match, Doc?
Well, I'd like to welcome the WWF as they come in to be a working relationship with Smoky Mountain Wrestling now that we've buried them. This is some Armstrong on Armstrong violence. Dude, I was looking at Samson here. He's built. He's got the biggest of anybody out there.
Yeah, he looks good. He's got a good looking build.
And I was sitting there the whole however long, few minutes this match went, waiting for Samson to have to be the only non-Armstrong and have to be the one to eat the pin. But I'll be damned if an Armstrong didn't get pinned there. So, good deal.
Yeah. Shit happens, you know?
And you know, I think it's an interesting concept to have.
Won't you clarify which Armstrong got pinned?
Road Dog.
Dark Secret.
Thank you.
Okay. Because you're saying Armstrong, people are like, what? If they're not following along. Okay.
But I like that angle of putting him into a full body things. I mean, he's young and green, and he did a few things selling with that I thought were interesting, and he's learning his craft, so that's a good thing.
I thought he looked good there. Harper, anything from you?
Yeah, he looked good, and fucking Mike was right. Samson's got a fucking nice physique.
Yeah. I mean, for an enhancement talent that's out there. I mean,
and what do they call it? A Tennessee torpedo?
You talking about it in a promo?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm about to play it here.
Okay.
All right, fans, with us right now, here are the Armstrongs, Scott and Steve. And Steve, we mentioned earlier, you guys look ready for the Bruce Brothers. I think you're prepared.
Well, Bob, like you just said, we've been in the gym. We've been training harder than ever. And as you just saw, that was a big old man that just took a Tennessee torpedo, is what we like to call it, right in the mush. And when he goes down, he was every bit of 6'6 and 260. Bruce Brothers, y'all a little bit bigger and a little bit badder, but maybe. But that's all right, because that does nothing but give us more reason to get in the gym and train harder and do it better. And today in Knoxville at 3 o'clock is when it's all going to come to a head.
That's exactly right. Cornette's dig down deep in his bag of dirty tricks again. And Bullet, I hope you tear Terry Funk's head off this afternoon, boy, at 3 o'clock. Just like he said, he can climb up on that top rope. And Bruce Brothers, he can drop kick you right in that Harry and the Henderson-looking head of yours.
All right, the Armstrongs, they're primed and they're ready, fans. We'll be right back. Right,
Harper, why you made me laugh?
Remember when we Googled if Juicy Johnny was in the Urban Dictionary?
Oh, who could forget?
I just looked up Tennessee Torpedo.
Oh,
God. Look it up right now.
Hold on.
Look it up right now.
I'm en route. I'm worried. See, we never know. There's no script for this. Tennessee Torpedo. Uh-oh.
Wait, after that. Hold on, Urban Dictionary.
What is wrong? Oh no!
Hold on, let me get to it.
Whoops!
Tennessee torpedo.
There's two different ones.
Oh shit! Fuck. Oh Jesus! Jesus Christ! Oh no! Oh my God! So. Oh God! Harper, read it. Oh, I can't do it.
The insertion of an amputated stump into a woman's vagina. So you basically putting like a wooden leg up a woman's cooch.
No, it's not a wooden leg. It's the stump behind it.
Oh, God. Who the fuck does that?
Dude, the example says she wanted it rough, so I gave her the Tennessee torpedo.
So they like put their nub in there.
So what if the Armstrongs come to you in the back and go, we're gonna what's your finish? Oh, we're gonna do the Tennessee Torpedo. The hell you are.
And then fucking Von Erich takes off his foot.
Honorary Armstrong so that we can pull off a Tennessee Torpedo.
Bruh. The second definition says,
yeah,
this is straight from Urban Dictionary. I got the laugh out of me, so I'm going to make it through it. When rednecks want to get kinky, they take a fresh, uncooked corn on the cob and shove it up their lover's ass. Usually, they leave the leaves pulled back so they can pull it out if they want to. But the hardcore torpedoers let it go all the way and must shit it out at some later time.
Who writes this shit?
Hold on.
Who does?
The example is, oh man, during a threesome the other day, Brandon and Barrett wanted to get kinky, so they gave each other the old Tennessee Torpedo and left it in.
Oh man.
God.
Barrett's fucking kinky as fuck.
Harper just gave you 5 minutes of goal because I didn't Google it.
I did, dude. As soon as I heard Tennessee Torpedo, I was like, that's like Juicy Johnny. It's got to be there. And I forgot to look it up until I saw my notes.
While we're here, here's another Urban Dictionary for a Tennessee mudslide.
I'm afraid to ask.
Putting saran wrap over one's face and then having someone take a diarrhea.
Why?
And this is the show where we lost half the listeners.
Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. We are the unprofessional masters.
What the fuck?
Dude, can you imagine, though, if that's known? Like, so what are we doing tonight? We thought we'd do the Tennessee Torpedo. No, in the match. That's Aster. Back at the La Quinta.
Jesus. So it's impossible to do unless you've got a nub in one sense. In the other sense, literally the definition says, when rednecks want to get kinky, they take a fresh uncooked corn cob and shove it up their lover's ass.
What's wrong with that?
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm going to keep going now in the show. We get a promo for the Johnson County Big Apple Grapple. I don't have anything from that other than they played some music there. And Doc, you got anything or can I keep going?
I actually fast-forwarded through it, so I don't know what it was. Remember, I watched this last night and I had bubble gut, so I was struggling through it.
Oh, God.
Hear that. Yeah. Harper, anything from you?
Nah, no.
All right. They replay this looks like the same local promo, right?
Yeah,
they repeated last week's.
Okay.
Points
off. So then we go to not a local promo, but Tim Horner. And Jesus fucking Christ. Did someone give him a Tennessee Torpedo before he went out there? And that's why his words got all kind of fucked up?
Fuck.
Let's play Tim Horner. Here it is.
Yeah, play it.
All right, fans, with us right now, White Lightning, Tim Horner. Tim, we got another little quick look there at what occurred last week when it looked like Candido wanted to get a little head start on his whipping match.
Well, that's right. You know, I asked for the country whipping match, and he tried to jump the gun and wanted to get the first licks. But I guarantee you, I'm going to get the last, and they're going to hurt. You know, the last ones always hurt a little more. But, you know, I got to thinking, you know, Bob, who's Candido beat since he's been here? I mean, can you think of anybody right off the bat?
No.
Somebody that is anybody?
No.
Well, I couldn't either. And I tell you what, I was walking through the flea market the other day and I found something that kind of grabbed my eye. I'll show it to you here. It's a big old baby bonnet.
My heavens, Tim.
Isn't Candido wrestling on TV?
Yeah.
Who's he wrestling?
Wait a minute, Tim.
Who's he wrestling?
What are you going to do to me here?
Who's he wrestling?
Tell me.
Robbie Eagle.
Okay.
I don't think Chris Candido can beat Robbie Eagle. Honestly, I don't think he can. I tell you what. If he can't beat...
What?
Robbie Eagle.
All right.
He's fucked up.
If Robbie Eagle beats him, I'll wear this.
What?
You're going to wear, no, you're gonna wear
you
that?
No, I'll tell you what. Robbie Eagle, if you beat Chris Candido, Chris Candido's going to wear this. That's what's going to happen. So
how long is he going to wear
it?
How about till he beats somebody on TV?
He's so lost.
If he beats Robbie Eagle, I'll wear this bonnet. How's that?
All right. Till you win a match on television.
Till I win a match on TV. But if Robbie Eagle beats him, he's got to wear this till he wins a match on TV. How's that?
Sounds all right to me, Tim, but I don't know whether Chris Candido will take up that challenge or not. That could be pretty embarrassing, I would think. All right. All right, fans, right now we'll find out what's going to happen, I'm sure, during this hour. Let's go to the ring right now.
Okay, Doc, do you want to talk about what he meant to say the whole time?
Well, I want to know what size of a nuclear reactor genetic freak baby's head would fit in that big-ass bonnet.
Well, that is a big-ass bonnet. I will agree.
This was a fucking train wreck for the get-go.
Cotto was trying like hell to help him, too.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, who's he wrestling?
That's the first thing he messed up was...
Then he goes, tell me, motherfucker. He's like, tell me. Fuck.
Well, if the this is where it went off the rails. Horner said, who's Candido beat? And you can look at Bob Cotto like, you were supposed to say, who's Robbie Eagle beat? Because Candido's beat a bunch of people so far. He's had enhancement talent matches with anyone. I mean, he may beat Robbie Eagle at some point. I don't remember. I know he's won some matches. So that was like the first era, and you can see Bob Cotto go, what? You know, like he's trying to give him the Iggy of you fucked up. But then since he fucked that up, it like dominoed downhill.
Can you imagine Jim Cornette's reaction in the back?
What the fuck? God damn.
Now, I bet fucking chicken fucker, motherfucker. Corny, I've come to this conclusion. Corny's not at this taping. He's up at WWF right now. Doing something. Because he said, I got out of my deathbed, I climbed, blah, blah, blah. He's up there.
Yeah,
he hasn't been here.
No, I think he might be there. He's just not out there. I should have asked him that when I talked to him a couple weeks back.
Fair enough. He hasn't been on camera. We don't know if he's not there, but you could argue that he's up at the WWF trying to solidify the deal or whatever, or do some things up there, and he has to be at least be at minimum off TV because of the Armstrong angle. Well, if he's there and watching that on the monitor in the back, he had a stroke.
Yeah, I mean, he confused himself.
You would think you would trick fuck yourself into getting at least one component of the story right.
Bruh, so let me play Candido right here as he walks out to the ring because he grabs the mic. And I'm going to tell y'all
what. Like, so what is it we're doing here?
Well, let me, and I'm going to say this. I don't know anything. I don't know this to be a fact after I play this, but let me play this for y'all. And I'm going to ask Bobby Blaze this question, actually, next time I talk to him, because he might know the answer to what I'm going to ask, but here it is.
Hold on a second. Tim Horner, I heard you're challenging. If I don't beat Robbie Eagle, I got to wear the bonnet. Hold on. Excuse me. Robbie Eagle. How many matches have you won on Smoky Mountain TV?
None so far.
Oh, Tim Woodard, you got a challenge. I accept your challenge. Get ready to wear a baby bonnet.
All right.
All right, so here's my theory. Cornette was back there, or somebody in authority was back there and saw that shit and how fucked up it was going to come across. And Candido wasn't supposed to grab the mic, but he did go out there and grab the mic to clarify.
Go out there and fix this shit for that idiot.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's what it appears. Maybe Candido was going to grab the mic anyway and do what he did, but it looks like he goes out there and clarifies the stipulation.
Yeah.
And Bobby was back there, so I wonder, because Bobby had a match last week at the same taping, so I want to ask Bobby if that's true. Fuck, I should message him right now. It's too much to type on my fucking phone. But I'm just curious, man. But anyway, Doc, Harper, your thoughts?
Yeah, they probably said, dude, go out there and fucking simplify what the fuck you just said.
Go fix this shit.
Yeah.
Because Harper, you know you've seen that happen before at shows.
Yeah.
Where it's like somebody fucks a promo up and they're like, fuck, man, go out there and make this sound a little bit more clear.
Fuck. He fucked up.
Yeah. Doc, your thoughts.
I gave you my thoughts.
What do you think Bob Caudle's thinking?
I think
Bob Caudle genuinely likes Tim Horner. He's called his matches for almost 10 years.
Right.
He thinks Tim Horner's a good man, but boy, he sure shouldn't get a mic.
Yeah, because I think this guy did Starrcade.
Yeah.
He's fucking talking to fucking Tim Horner, stumbling. I was at a flea market, and I saw his baby bonnet. And he's probably thinking, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, but if you go back and watch Bob Caudle's expressions, he's like, he's giving him the wide eye. Tim, you're off the rails. Can you pull it back in?
And I bet you before the match, and this is to clear up our we're out to get Tim Horner narrative. I bet Tim and Bob sat together and talked, and they had a history, and they shot the shit about their families and were legitimately friends behind the scenes. But I bet you in a moment of sanity and clarity, Bob Caudle would have been like, yeah, it's just better not to let Tim speak too long on the mic.
Yeah. It's what's best for business.
Yeah.
And then Bob Caudle said it's what's best for business and then pulled out a sledgehammer and hit Horner.
So let's recap. Robbie Eagle wins. That means Candido has to wear the bonnet until he wins a match.
Let me say this. This was the most clever thing Horner's done in 18
yes,
months.
I'm yes. About to, yes. Mm-hmm. And let me finish. If Candido wins the match, Horner has to wear the baby bonnet. And I agree, Doc, what I'm about to cover. Or go ahead and just say it. Say what happens in the match with Eagle and Candido.
My first thought of this was, what if Eagle didn't like Horner in the back to begin with and just decided to blow this whole thing up and lay down and go, I don't care, fuck it. but they had a pretty good little match going here, and it was back and forth, and you know, but you figured Candido was going to win, and Candido gets him up. You know, I think he even hit that superplex thing, the suicide plex.
Yep.
He's about to come off the rope, and Horner slides in, drops an elbow on Eagle, and gets Candido.
Drops an elbow on Candido.
No, on Robbie.
Eagle. That's right.
Right.
Getting Candido disqualified, so Robbie Eagle wins, and now Candido loses, and he's got to wear the bonnet. I was like, that's the most sensible and clever thing Horner's done since episode one.
That reminded me of something that Eddie Guerrero.
Yes, throw the chair at him, and then they're standing there. Holding
it. Yeah.
It's the gold. Same concept. It's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing. I agree. As bad as his promo was, that was pretty damn clever.
Yeah.
And then you got to give Chris Candido a lot of credit for scoring after with throwing a fit like a baby.
I tell you this, dude. I'm sitting here watching this. He made Robbie Eagle look like $1 million.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
I don't know if fucking Robbie Eagle is just that good and he just didn't have a chance to shine, but he looked good in this match. And I think it's safe to say it's because of who he was fucking working with.
Well, Robbie Eagle does go on to work in WCW as the maestro. So, I mean, he knew what he was
doing. Really? Okay.
Yeah, Robbie Eagle's a good talent. I mean, he's
God, that was him?
Yeah, that was maestro. Jeez.
I just saw him on one of those clickbait things, the top 10 worst WCW. Gimmicks. Yeah, and that was one of them.
Yeah, he was the maestro. I think we might have talked about that a long time ago on the show, but this was clever to Doc's point. It really was. This was clever. So Candido throws a fit and wears the bonnet. Doc, you got anything else before we go to Down and Dirty?
Well, now he's got to wear a damn bonnet. And and if I'm following all of this correctly, he's got to win a TV match to take said bonnet off.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Credit Chris Candido for cleaning up the promo, and then credit Chris Candido for throwing a fit at the end. Just like a baby would, because he literally, and he did it to perfection. Now, with that said, we go to Down and Dirty with Tracy Smothers, and then the Dirty White Boy, Primetime Brian Lee, and Tammy Fitch and Ron Wright. And
good God. Let me play Tracy's part first as Dutch intros the Down and Dirty segment.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Down and Dirty with Dutch. I'm Dr. Kevorkian, and you're not. Today, it's Wrestler's Court for the first time on Smoky Mountain Wrestling. My special guest out here, Ron Wright, Dirty White Boy, Tammy Fitch, and Primetime Brian Lee. I'm going to try to get them back together, but before we do that, let's go right now through the beauty of videotape and hear these pre-recorded comments from Tracy Smothers.
Well, I'm breathing, guys. I'm still here. Still coming back. September 12th. You see, the difference in hurting me and hurting anybody else is that people like me, we just don't play. You understand? I've lived with pain throughout my entire life, through my entire athletic career. I've always come back sooner than what the doctor said. Coming back 3 weeks instead of six. September 12th, boys. White boy, you gonna be in that cage, man. Be dangerous. You're in a cage, brother. I can get a pole. I can take anything and poke you like an animal. Who's to say I won't? Because that's what you turned me into, man. You burnt the rebel flag. You burnt the rebel flag, the Confederate flag. You hurt my knee. Y'all did your homework, you and Primetime, Prima Donna Primetime, and Tammy Witch. Tammy Witch, I spanked your butt in Johnson City. I tanned that hide real good for you in Knoxville. A September to remember, September 12th, I'm going to close that fist. And I'm going to shove this so far down your throat, it's going to come all the way out your toes. Let me tell you something, lady. I'm going to light you up like a Christmas tree. I don't give 2 cents about you, Wesley College, Prima Donna Primetime anymore, or you dirty white boy. Put the pinstripes on, say, from New York City in your hat. Coming back, man. Coming to see you. You see, like I said, the light's on. Nobody's home. My elevator don't go to the top. Because I am a wild-eyed Southern boy, and it's no gimmick with me. I've picked up more hay, I've shelled more corn, I've thrashed more wheat, and I've cut more tobacco than any human on this earth. And for you not to say that I'm not capable of carrying the Southern flag, and Brian says I'm country bumpkin, you're right, I'm a redneck, I'm a country bumpkin, I'm all of the above, man, never claiming I wasn't. September 12th, I'm going to be you two boys' worst nightmare. A September to remember. September 12th. Mark it on your calendar. Knoxville, Tennessee. Brian Lee, Tracy Smothers, and the Dirty White Boy are going to wage war, and we're going to get it on.
Okay, I stopped it there. We got a lot that happens after this, but Doc, I'll throw it to you first about Smothers right here.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good, man.
These 2 weeks, him sitting there with that awesome Fire on the Mountain shirt, I thought he should have ended it about 25 seconds after he did when he was like, September 12th, we're going to get it on, but whatever, man. I ain't going to pick on that. He had that grin on his face like he either just smoked a bud or fucking banged a rat. He's just sitting there all calm because, like, I'm a hillbilly that's about to get my revenge like we do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he is, we've said it for months now, probably a year. Dude, he has the ability to be these people's, not only Hulk Hogan, but he's their guy. He's one of us. You know, Armstrong's what we're going to be when we grow up, but Smothers is us now.
Yeah. Harper, your thoughts?
I'm a redneck. I'm a hillbilly. So what?
Yeah, he ain't denying it.
Yeah.
Harper, what'd you have?
I like how he gave the whole backstory between him and Dirty White Boy when he destroyed his rebel flag and, you know, fucked his knee up and everything. So, you know, there's a lot of history between these two guys more than just this fucking bounty storyline.
Yeah.
Bro, he said his gimmick ain't no gimmick, man.
Right, exactly. And he says, I am exactly what you say I am. I am a fucking redneck country boy, blah 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 blah, and he's not lying.
Yeah, man, that shit was so good, dude.
That so is good. What he is.
Before that, this week, Dr. Kevorkian is hosting Down and Dirty.
Dude, how many people forgot about that guy?
I know, that was big news back in the day, man. Yeah.
The suicide doctor.
That was big news. God, that shit was on the news every day. All right, so from there, I don't have anything to add. You all wrapped it up pretty good, and you heard, I mean, the audience out there is hearing some others. From there, we go to the second half of this, which was glorious. Here it is.
Okay, we've heard the comments from Tracy Smothers. Now, guys and ladies, we have a controversy here over some bounty money, some $20,000. Now, I'm going to be the mediator here, and Mr. White Boy, you get to speak first. What do you want to happen?
I've talked to Ron, and we want our money right now. We're tired of waiting around, and we're not going to wait any longer.
I told you before, the money's already spent. The money's as good as spent. Next time I face Tracy Smothers, I'm going to take him out once and for all. All you have to do is sit in a cage at ringside.
Set no cage.
Well, I'm not saying you want to sit in a cage. I wouldn't want to sit in a cage either. Just sit in the cage, and I'll take care of Tracy Smothers in the ring, and the money's all the way out.
Wait a minute. Let's see what Ronnie has to say. Ronnie, this is what we can do. I can give your money back this week, but then I won't be able to get that real nice dress that I saw on Rodeo Drive last week. Or we could wait another week, and I can give you another neck rub, and Brian can have another match with Tracy, and if Brian beats him and puts him out of wrestling, then everything will be fine. But if he doesn't, then I'll give you back your money. What do you think about that? Mwah.
Dirty White Boy, I think we could wait maybe one more week.
What are you talking about, wait?
Okay, there you heard it. We'll be right back.
Okay, hold on.
Doesn't then I'll give you back your money.
Gotta replay it.
What do you think
it.
About that?
Dirty White Boy, I think we could wait maybe one more week.
Okay, he's staring at that ass as she walked away, too.
We'll be right back.
Oh. Bro, what do you think? What do you think the top of Ron Wright's head tasted like when she gave that kiss?
God.
Would you say Harper?
Tonic. That's tonic. Fucking old school fucking hair tonic shit.
Grecian formula.
Exactly.
Vitalis. I was gonna say cigarette somehow.
God. You can hear the crowd in the background booing when she's saying, yeah. Ronnie, we're going to Rodeo Drive. And she's rubbing his shoulders and making him feel good.
What's up, man? We've gone from a talk about this to a neck rub. What's that going to be?
I know, huh?
Probably a Tennessee torpedo.
Okay.
Man, Jesus. Well, and we've gone from Ron to Ronnie.
Yep.
Kissed his head.
Yep.
Can't be a dirty old man without being dirty. So yeah. Who can blame Ron Wright for this?
So, Harper, what do you have from this overall?
Well, Dirty White Boy he's not falling for her Jedi mind tricks. But, Ron White is just, he's under her spell. It reminds me, I remember WCW did something like this when Rick Steiner was in love with woman when she managed Doom and Scott Steiner was like the smart brother, like, no man, don't you see what the hell she's doing? You can't see she's just trying to play up.
Right.
And that's and this is what that reminds me of this, but that's so perfect when she kisses him on the head and he's like, we'll just wait one more week.
Yeah. See, he got the kiss on the head, and he starts daydreaming about that, you know, whatever she did to him last week. And Dirty White Boy, I think maybe we could wait one more week. And Tony Anthony's like, you got to be kidding me, man. Stop being blinded by pussy.
Don't overlook the fact that Primetime Brian Lee was pretty good here, too. Like, I wouldn't want to go in the cage either, but just get in the cage, you know.
Right. Trying to
everybody
talk
was,
into it.
Everybody was, we talk about moving parts. Everybody was moving well together there.
Yeah. This was good. Anything else you got, Doc?
No.
All right, Harper. I'm going to keep going because the next matchup is Jimmy Del Rey versus Jason West. Move up in you. Yeah. This is Del Rey's first defense of the Beat the Champ TV title. Jason West put up a decent fight for a few minutes before Del Rey takes over and gets the win. Doc, you got anything from the match?
Man, that front flip by Del Rey out of the ring, man. Did you hear the crowd gasp?
Yeah.
They all, these people are not used to things like that, bro. It's just not their, they're not used to it. Any type of high flying, bro. This was a different time.
So who is confusing this crowd more with high spots, Del Rey or Candido?
Candido,
because Del Rey can do some stuff, but I mean Candido really hadn't shown half of what he can do because he's probably been holding it back. Hey, don't do all that shit. Do it if it makes sense. Don't. I mean, if you notice, you haven't seen him launch himself in a while. I mean, he's done the suicide plex, but he hadn't taken crazy dives or spots off the top ropes and stuff and whatnot. Harper, anything else from the match?
No.
All right.
Doc,
you had anything else before I go to talk to Tom and Jimmy Del Rey?
Just some green Zubaz on Jason West, but whatever.
Yeah, buddy. So next up, we got Dr. Tom and Jimmy Del Rey. They're going to cut a promo. Here it is. Remember, Cornette's still injured, so he's not out there with him.
All right, fans, with us right now, the Heavenly Bodies, Jim Del Rey, Tom Pritchard. Del Rey, $1,000 richer right now. Not only are you trying to corner all the money, but all the belts.
Yes, we are, and I have never been so proud of anybody in my life. My cousin Jimmy Del Rey is the TV champion. Now, I want to just say this. We have silenced our critics. We have silenced everybody in professional wrestling by going and taking the Steiners on in their own backyard. Now, we're going to tell you this. We don't care who it is. We don't care where it is. But we're saying this to the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions right now. If you have any guts at all, why don't you come to a neutral place like Smoky Mountain Wrestling where you can have a traditional wrestling match in the middle of the ring? Because I can promise you this. You may come in with the belts, but you sure won't leave with them. And today, in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's going to be the greatest day of our life because Terry Funk is going to destroy Bullet Bob Armstrong. And then, what's going to take place, Jimmy? Oh, how sweet it is. Our manager, the mighty one, James E. Cornette, will be back sooner than you think. And for you, rock and roll, my cousin wrote me numerous letters. What a thorn you were in his side. Well, guys, because you're a thorn in his side, that makes you a bigger thorn in my side. That means that my cousin and myself are going to stomp a mud hole in you and walk it dry. And Bob Armstrong will no longer be the commissioner. Jim Cornette will rule professional wrestling, and he will be the commissioner of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. We'll be the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions, and we will control wrestling as you know it. I am so proud of you. Thanks for having me coming up for me.
Oh, yeah. All right, fans, there they are. They're having
a Del Rey. Freaking A. Oh boy, Doc, thoughts?
Another check goes down the honey hole, dude.
Yeah, no, ugh.
But hey, they're out there talking big, man. WWF, we're on par with those guys. We're gonna get it done.
Yeah, Hopper, anything from you?
Is this the one when you see Jimmy smile and you see that big old gap?
Yeah.
Ugh, God.
He was over. Fuck? He was over there the whole time making gestures. He wasn't doing the wiggle jiggle thing, but he's smiling and
yeah,
bobbing up and down and just being ridiculous Jimmy Del Rey.
Get that check shoved all the way down to his crotch, and he just smiles with that fucking missing that tooth. It just looks so gross.
It sure did. Remember, Corny's still injured, like I said before I played it. Dr. Tom calls out the WWF. I thought this was good. I, again, thought Jimmy Del Rey was good here. Jimmy Del Rey quoted an Austin line with stomp a mud hole and walk it dry, even though I know Austin got that from somebody else because, we've heard this years before from, I think, a couple of people.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, that's not new.
Yeah, all right. We'll go to the next segment. If you got to take a piss, this is the time to do it. I'm talking to Doc and Harper because we got Del Rey, Cornette, and Dr. Tom in the bed again. This might be the last one in the bed for Corny, so let's enjoy it. And here it is.
Fans, the most important match ever to take place in Smoky Mountain Wrestling is this afternoon, September 12th in Knoxville. Billy Bob Armstrong against former NWA world champion Terry Funk. If Funk wins, Cornette will be Smoky Mountain Commissioner. Let's hear now from Cornette and from Terry Funk.
Here's your water, Jim.
Doesn't have any lemon, Tom.
We're out of lemon, Jim. Just drink it, okay?
How do you expect me to drink water without any lemon?
Jim, we don't have any lemon. Just drink it, okay? You're the worst patient I've ever had, Jim.
You don't have to talk to me like that.
I'm sorry. I'm going to lead you to.
That's all I want.
Okay.
Fine. Jimmy, what are you reading?
Reader's Digest.
Well, where's my coloring books?
I done colored them all.
Jimmy, have you colored my coloring books?
Yeah, of course. What do you expect me to do?
Well, what am I going to do the rest of the time? I'm staying here in bed so I'll be healthy for the 12th.
Well, I'll go out and buy you some new coloring books, Jim. Gosh, it ain't no big deal. What kind do you want?
Bambi.
Well, I just used your Little Mermaid. You don't want another Little Mermaid?
I want Bambi.
Okay, all right.
All right, all right. Never mind. Let me just say this. Obviously, as you can see, I'm feeling better every day. Like I said last week, I've got my Smoky Mountain Wrestling Commissioner's cap on. I'm getting set as I tape this here in my home. It's only a few days until September the 12th in Knoxville, Tennessee. And only 5 days after that till September the 17th in Johnson City, Tennessee. And Bullet Bob Armstrong, his caliber is going to be reduced to zero. Because after Terry Funk and My Secret Weapon get finished with him, he's going to be out of Smoky Mountain Wrestling, and Jim Cornette's going to be calling all the shots. Now, let me just say this to you, Bob Armstrong. I know that you're real pleased with what you did. I know you're pleased with dropping me on my head, putting me in this neck brace, sending me to the hospital, busting my head wide open, trying to mutilate me. But I just want you to think about how pleased you're going to be when My Secret Weapon and Terry Funk, the former World Heavyweight Champion, get finished with you. I want you to think how pleased you're going to be when I'm the commissioner of Smoky Mountain Wrestling and your sons are fired. They're unemployed. They can't get a job anywhere except at the Jiffy Lube. I want you to think of how happy you're going to be and how pleased you're going to be with yourself when you go home and tell that ugly, stinking wife of yours that you can't afford any more facelifts for her, that you can't give her any more money to go to the beauty shop and waste. I want you to explain to your whole stinking family, that whole bunch of pickpockets and thieves and cowards, I want you to explain to them how come that Jim Cornette ran you out of your job, ran you out of Smoky Mountain Wrestling, you and your sons. That's going to be my revenge. Not just seeing Terry Funk or My Secret Weapon beat you within an inch of your life, make you squeal and scream like you did to me. That's not going to be my best revenge. My best revenge is going to be seeing you out of Smoky Mountain Wrestling, be seeing you with your head hung low, be seeing you try to explain to all of your fans and all of your friends and all your family how that Jim Cornette did get the final word after all. Sure, I'm not going to get in the ring and get it done. But I will get it done. September. Who's the boss?
You're the boss.
Who's the man?
You're the man.
Who's the man?
You are the man.
And then, September the 17th, in Johnson City, Tennessee, at Freedom Hall, My Secret Weapon. Who could it be? You know, I know a lot of heavy hitters in this world of professional wrestling. Nobody's going to find out until it's time the bodies know and I know. And that's all the people need to know. But My Secret Weapon's going to come to Freedom Hall. And brother, Bob Armstrong, when you step out of that ring and you're defeated, you're going to have to leave Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Of course, if you beat My Secret Weapon, then I've got to leave. But you know what? Me and the Heavenly Bodies, we got a lot of irons in the fire. And if Bullet Bob Armstrong's going to be involved in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, I don't want to be a part of it anyway. But I'll tell you what I'd rather rule Smoky Mountain Wrestling. I'd rather be here and dominate Smoky Mountain Wrestling with my team, so that means Bullet Bob's got to go. So let me just remind you people of one thing. If you love that old fossil, if you think that old man is John Wayne like he pretends to be, then you come on out and you see him September the 12th or September the 17th. Bring him a cake, bake him some cookies, make some fudge, have a little party, because that's going to be the last time you see Bullet Bob Armstrong. He's going to be going on a trip, and he may not be too healthy when he leaves. And it's going to be Jim Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies that were responsible for it. Just like we're responsible for about 98% of the big things going on in the world of professional wrestling all over the place today. So you remember that, Bob Armstrong, and you remember that, people of Knoxville, and you remember that, people of Johnson City.
It's all right, Jim.
I'm going to be out of this bed by the 12th.
Yeah.
And this collar's coming off pretty soon. And then we're going to have a big old party. A big old going away party for Bullet Bob Armstrong.
I like parties. Me too.
If you don't have any more coloring books, at least get me my observer.
Set.
Well, a lot went down there. Doc, are you back from the squirts or what?
I never left.
That was glorious. I never left either.
Hey, man, somebody hand me my Observer so I can... Let me read my 5-star reviews in the Observer.
Right.
Talk about inside jokes.
Yeah. Where do we start with this? I mean, this is 5 minutes long. There's like too much to cover.
Okay, hold on. You know how in... with stuffed animals, sometimes you look on the tag and it's got a little name on it.
Yeah.
Anybody else sit there and look at that animal and go, I wonder if that sumbitch is called the Tennessee Torpedo.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
That's your analysis.
That's
of
it.
This. That's all you got.
No, Corny's telling you to not only come to the building, but bake your ass a cake, bring it down with you too, man. You're going to see some things happen. He said something about all the people need to know. I was like, maybe it's Baron von Raschke is the mystery apartment. I liked it all the way back to the beginning. Dr. Tom is getting tired of patient Corny, man. You're the worst patient. Where's my lemon? How can I drink water without lemon?
Spoiled brat, Jim Cornette. That was
coloring books, Bambi, just the ridiculousness is off the charts in the most glorious way possible. But again, at the end of this, somebody's getting ready to have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harper, what'd you have?
Dude, I want to see who the mystery guy is.
Yeah, me too.
Man, I can't for the life of me remember.
I kind of know what happens, but the whole don't sleep on the Terry Funk thing, but I agree. I want to know who the mystery guy is.
Yeah.
Anything else, Harper?
No, because...
Yeah, this speaks for itself.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I want to see what the fuck. And then you got Terry Funk.
Yeah.
Terry Funk.
Matter of fact, why don't we just, just hop right into it? Because here's Terry Funk right now.
September the 12th, all of the ducks are on the line. That's right, Armstrong. Yes, you against Terry Funk, the king of the Texas death matches. How can a dilapidated old man like you stand a chance against a great athlete like myself? Well, you need inspiration if you want to be the commissioner, which you will never be, because I will defeat you. But I want to inspire you, so I will have a contest in the ring. How can I inspire you? Let me think. Oh, your sons are a bunch of... No, that don't inspire you, because all Tennessee sons are a bunch of... Let me try again. Let me think. Your sister is a...
bore.
No. That won't inspire you, because all Tennessee sisters are... I've got it. I know. Your mother is a...
whore.
No, that won't work, because no one in Tennessee has any respect whatsoever for their mothers. Let me think again. Your wife is a... No, that won't work, because no Tennesseans respect their wives. Let me think again. I know. Your mistress is a... because all Tennessee men have mistresses, and that will inspire you to come into the ring with me and do your best. Well, you can do your best, but when you're through, I am going to walk out of that ring, and you are going to be carried out. Not on the fan's shoulders, no. You are going to be carried out a piece at a time. One tooth here, one tooth there, a here tooth, there tooth, a leg here, a bone there, and maybe an eyeball here, an eyeball there. But let me think. I can't knock out your teeth, because you don't have any left since you've been taking those vitamins. Oh, yes, what vitamins? A, G, and E. I'll see you in Knoxville, Armstrong.
Well, more going down. Harper, you go first this time.
Man, Terry Funk's crazy, huh?
Your mother's a whore. Your sister's a whore.
Everyone's a whore.
Your mistress, even your mistress is a whore. Your sons
the
are son, bastards.
Well, the sons are bastards.
Everybody's a whore bastard. Jesus Christ. This is great.
Yeah.
God damn. Doc, what you got?
Man, how did he think they were going to show that on TV?
Yeah.
Which is awesome in and of itself.
That's another question for Corny. Like, did you know he was going to say all that? And when you got the tape, was it like, all right, well, we got to bleep that out?
And then the other thing is that the line about the vitamins A, G, and E is kind of stupid, but it's also kind of clever.
I was good with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else, Doc?
Man, have you ever been more excited to watch a 49-year-old man and a 53-year-old man get it on?
No.
Yeah, really, huh?
I can't remember the last time it happened. And it's funny because, like, nowadays you talk about, and I've done this with the WWE current product, you're like, man, all these old motherfuckers need to get out the way, you know, or, you know, stop trying to put yourself over. But then you see something like this and you're like, fuck, man, these guys are old and they're about to kill each other in this match on September the 12th.
Yeah, but the thing of it is if you're booking your card right, you still got room for Dirty White Boy and Primetime and Smothers and Candido and Horner and Heavenly Bodies and...
They're stacked top to bottom right now. And,
yeah.
They are stacked top to bottom right now. Okay, so that was really great. And the funny part is, that's not the end of it. Because now, we heard from, again, we saw this a couple weeks back. We heard from Del Rey, Cornette, and Dr. Tom, as Corny's still recovering. Then we get Terry Funk. Now Bullet Bob's going to reply. And Bullet Bob looks jacked in this promo.
Good God.
Yeah.
Fuck. Let me hit play on it. Here it is.
All right, fans, with me right now, Bully Bob Armstrong. Bob, today's the day, 3 p.m., Knoxville, Tennessee, the former NWA World Champion Terry Funk, who has vowed that he's going to put you away and put you away for good, and that Jim Cornette will be the new Smoky Mountain Commissioner.
I hope Cornette paid him a lot of money. For the past few weeks, I've had to listen to Terry Funk put his nose up against the camera and run me and my family and everybody in Smoky Mountain down. Well, brother, if you get your face in mine, I'll punch back. I ain't like that camera. It don't punch, but I punch. And I know how to take a beating without retreating. I hope Cornette told you that. And a lot of people may not know that you're the only cowboy in the history of Texas that married his own horse. And before this day is over, you may wish you had that horse to saddle up and ride off into the sunset. But in case you don't bring that horse, I'll kick your butt all the way back to the Alamo, and they can remember the Alamo for something else. The day the bullet... kick Terry Funk, Mr. Texas toast his butt all the way back to the Alamo, because I intend to chew you up and spit out whole wheat, brother. They got me in a corner now. I'm just like that proverbial rat in a corner. You got me in there, baby, and I'm going to come out fighting and come out fighting hard. And then, after Knoxville, if I have to crawl, walk, or hitchhike, I'm going to be in Johnson City or early, real early. I want to find out what that secret weapon is. Now, he's using secret weapons. Maybe I'll bring out a little karate I learned while in the Marine Corps and hit your secret weapon in the face so hard he'll have to blow his nose out the back of his neck. Cornette, you ain't going to get it done, boy. You got me ready. You got me mad. And now, brother, you in for a fight. They ain't going to see no wrestling in Knoxville or Johnson City. All they're going to see is a fight. And, brother, no matter what secret weapon you got, ain't nothing can stand up against a good old All-American. Right cross, baby, I'm coming and coming hard.
Fans, it's going to come down and come down heavy today in Knoxville. We'll be back right after this.
I don't know if you could build this shit up any more than that, but I'll ask Harper what he thinks.
That was gold, man. That's how you shoot a fucking promo.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
He was great there. He was great. Doc, what did you have from it?
He's mad, man.
Well, hell yeah.
And the time to talk is over, but let me get a few more words in. It's go 30, man, and it's time to throw hands. And I mean, how do you bet against Bob Armstrong right now?
Yeah, no, huh?
Except on the other side is just Terry Funk.
Yeah, it's like, damn. So are we buying a ticket? Are we going?
I think we should.
I'll go.
Should.
All right, gas up the car, man. I'll come pick y'all up.
We all can't fit in your Prius, Jack.
Prius. I don't drive a Prius.
We know what he drives. He's got a fucking Yugo.
A Yugo, yeah, that's it. Doc, anything else before we move on to the next match?
Bob's excited. The people are excited. We're excited. Let's be excited. We're blessed.
We're blessed. So, this is kind of insane at the end. Kevin Sullivan and Dirty White Boy versus the Rock and Roll Express. And
hold on. What about the locals?
That was a repeat.
No, it wasn't.
What repeat?
The one with Brian Lee and Tammy.
Yeah, I thought she was good again. More apples.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
But the apple pie.
Hold on. Let's play it. Here. No. You're right, Doc. You're right. Here it is.
Whipping match Friday, October 1st. The Suicide Blonde, Chris Candido, against White Lightning, Tim Horner.
The Big Apple Grapple. Is this a joke, Paintsville, Kentucky? Is this for real? You guys are having a festival for apples? I don't belong in Paintsville, Kentucky. I'm the champion of the world. I belong at the Garden or someplace important like that. But, you know, this time, I don't mind coming to Paintsville, Kentucky, because I got Tim Horner in a country whipping match. And Tim Horner, I am going to beat you within an inch of your life like your parents should have done to you a long time ago.
It's the Big Apple Grapple, Friday, October the 1st. You're going to see for the heavyweight title, Tammy Fitch with primetime Brian Lee, the heavyweight champion against Tracy Smothers. The Dirty White Boy will be in a cage at ringside.
Apples. We're playing with apples.
Mayberry.
We're wrestling with apples. Do these people have lives? Please, go get a life, get a job, do something. We're wrestling with apples. I can't believe this. What's it next, tangerines? Maybe some grapes? This is ridiculous.
You ought to know about apples, fat boy. You look like you eat a lot of apple pie. But anyway, Tracy Smothers, when I get my hands on you, boy, you're out of there for good. 1, 2, 3, I might even break your neck.
Okay, Doc, you wanted me to play it. Yeah, it was pretty damn good.
Her timing. Apples. She said one word, and she said she conveyed everything she needed to say in one word, the way she said it and the way she separated it from everything else.
What are we going to do next? Tangerines? Grapes?
Dude, the only thing I can say is Tammy's going to go even further in the future here when she gets her own self-help show.
Tammy's Tips?
Yes.
Which friend of the show and former guest, Tommy Noe, should probably be able to provide a lot of back insight into the Tammy's Tips and all that, because I think he was there for those. So
I think it was at his house.
Yeah, so there you go. Tammy's Tips. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. I'm sure we'll get plenty of insight on that. But Harper, what did you think about this?
I love when he called it your boy Fat Boy.
Right.
And he fucking popped him.
Yeah, he popped him. You can see it. He's laughing. That was a good one. That was real good. Anything else, Harper?
Uh-uh.
All right. So we go to the next match, and it is Kevin Sullivan and Dirty White Boy versus the Rock and Roll Express. But before the match gets started, the Bruise Brothers come down to ringside, and they scare poor old Ron Wright at ringside to death. So it appears it'll now be the Bruise Brothers versus the Rock and Roll. However, you know, I don't want to say it's a long match. The two teams go back and forth. We work to the end. Rock and Roll actually hit the double drop kick onto one of the Bruise Brothers, but Sullivan comes in with a spike, interrupts it, hits Gibson in the back with the flat side of the spike so he doesn't spike him and gush him and, you know, gorge him with it. So there's a DQ and whatnot, and then we get a chaos at the end where the Armstrongs come out to help the Rock and Roll since Sullivan's in there beating up the Rock and Roll. Doc, any thoughts on this match and how it all ended as we go off air heading to the big show on the 12th and the 17th?
Well, the Sullivan was standing there cuddling the ring post.
Yeah, hugging on it. He really was.
At one point, Morton needed to tag, and Bob Caudle kept saying, he needs to tag, and Dutch was like, I think Morton knows he needs to make a tag, Bob. Yeah. That was funny. But yeah. I really thought Rock and Roll was on it here. Both guys were really engaged and really put on a good match. Gibson and Morton both.
They look maybe good.
Even
I agree.
Maybe even Gibson a little bit more than Morton here. Just really active, really engaged, really tore it down, I thought. Always fun when the spike comes out. Nothing is settled. Got to buy a ticket to see that happen. What else do you want?
Yeah. Perfect ending.
I was going to ask you what you thought, Harper, and I agree. Yeah. Perfect ending. I don't know if you could do it any better. Perfect ending. And that actually ends up, closes out 85 as far as what happened. So now you know how we do it. We got to give out the awards and disability checks and all that good stuff. I went first last week, so Doc, you go first this week.
Man, we're on the hamster wheel now. Where it's just quality after quality show after 50 minutes or 51 minutes. It's just awesome. High grades all around. Good things happening. Give me an 8.3.
All right, Harper, you go.
Give it an 8.5. 8.5.
Funny you say that. I gave it an 8.5 too. I thought it was just a little bit worse than last week.
Fucking not worse, copycatter.
A little bit under last week. I had 8.5. This was good. As far as the government cheese is so hard in episodes like this. Fuck. I mean, what do you?
Bob gets it.
Really?
I'm giving it the fucking bullet, Bob.
So you just completely avoid Tammy kissing Ron on the head and Ron realizing I'm going to give them another week because she's about to go give me another blowjob in the back.
And that was great, but fucking, dude, that fucking promo at the end, just like, man, that's how it's done.
And I don't want to spoil I don't want to do any spoilers here, but Harper, you're going to get a talking to after the show from Menace over here for jumping in and not letting him read the patrons.
No. It's cool.
You're going to get sent to our BTT discipline process.
I mean, I do want people to go to tinyurl.com/BTTpatron and become a patron and get access to all the patron-only content because it's a great way to, you know, even get more horse shit and shenanigans and all that other bullshit that we do on the side. So yeah, go do it. $2 a month. If you can do more, please do more. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTpatron.
Got $2. Yeah, got it in. $2 a month. Basically what you're saying is
look, sell a can of Coke to a convenience store and become a patron.
So once a week, instead of buying Skull, you're going to have to get Timberwolf or like Longhorn or something.
I can't help you there.
Is that the cheaper versions, Harper?
Yes.
Okay. So I know a lot of shit about a lot of.
I know a lot of shit about a lot of shit, but that's one thing I do not understand.
Me either.
Dipping.
Yeah. They didn't do dipping in my hood, bro. That wasn't like
no.
Black folks don't dip. Not the ones I grew up with.
No.
They're too busy blacking. What is it? Black mild. What is it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Black and Miles and some Hennessy. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Swisher Sweets.
Swish. Yeah. Oh God, I hated those things. Black and Miles though ain't too bad. They're decent. But yeah.
So Bob Armstrong's getting.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Hold on. Can you get Black and Miles off of Amazon?
You can't get cigarettes off of fucking.
Hold on.
I don't know, dude. That's what I'm asking. While Doc is doing the research, go to tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon, bookmark it. That way, every time you go to Amazon, you're already in the BTT referral link for Amazon. Again, tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Go get Bobby Blaze's book, Pin Me, Pay Me. Give it to your wives. Give it to your girlfriends. Not the book, but the Amazon referral link. Hey. Make sure they use it every time they purchase something. That way, the show gets a little kickback in return. Doc, what were you about to say?
Top deal. Well, the top deal of the day over on Amazon right now is a heating pad. So if you're broken down on disability, after you sell some Cokes back to the convenience store, you can maybe get you a heating pad from Amazon and we get a little kickback.
That's nice. And, so, did you search Black and Mild?
Which are sweets?
No, I didn't. They're different. It's not just – it's Black and Mild. I want to know if I can get Black and Mild off of there. Not that I smoke them still, but, you know.
Still. Like, he finished one between shows that we cut.
Yeah. Black and Miles.
I got lighters to come up.
Black and Miles on Amazon. Boy, the show really took a detour right there, huh?
Yeah, no, huh?
Black and Miles are not coming up. I got everything.
Detour into Gentilly is just as exciting as I think growing up there must have been.
Yeah, of course. So, all right. Well... that was that. We took a detour and it didn't work out too well. So now
Bob Armstrong. Bob Armstrong corner eating a wedge of cheese, waiting on some company.
So who are you giving yours to, Doc?
This one was rough. And I wasn't sure who I was going to give it to when we sat down and hit the record button. And I'm going to tell you, I damn near wanted to give it to Corny here. But in the end, Tammy edged him out. Apples. Ronnie, neck rubs, her maturation into this game in such a short amount of time to be just stealing the scenes is amazing to me. And she's getting the government cheese.
Look, let's keep it real here. I mean, I'm speaking this in a total kayfabe way. Tammy gets the cheese because she kissed Ron right on the head, rolled them away so that they could make sure they get another week to pay back this money. You know, so she's going to go back there and either give them a hand job or a blow job to make sure that that $20,000 stays in their pockets. Again, kayfabe, I know she didn't do that. It's a fucking joke.
Whatever.
But anyway. Mm. Tammy definitely gets it from me, too. I don't know. And again, that's not a knock on Bullet Bob, because to Harper's point, he was spitting some fire again. Or corny. Or Jimmy Del Rey, you know, saying he used all the coloring books, and now he's... Jimmy Del Rey said he was reading Reader's Digest. Is there not a more... How can I say this? Is there...
Unlikely scenario.
Where a guy would read Reader's Digest. Jimmy Del Rey is not what I would imagine as someone reading Reader's Digest. So...
No.
Del Rey was great. And here's, it was so good.
We're having high quality weeks in the same location where it usually tends to fade a little bit over the third and fourth show. It stayed consistently high. We're coming to the culmination of some angles. We got big names on the horizon to make appearances. Dude, what else do you want from a week-to-week basis? I mean, if you can't be 86 Jim Crockett, what else do you want out of a promotion right now?
I agree. I don't mean you just can't do anything else. There's not much more you can do. I mean, they're hitting at this point. We talked about that. Doc, we are still, as of this recording, 29 five-star reviews away on the Apple Podcast five-star ratings thing where we will do the BTT Broads episode. Is your wife still getting ready for that episode?
I don't know.
She's getting her script together?
I don't think we need to plan. We're never going to get to 200. So.
Well, we need 29 more five-star reviews, and we will do the BTT Broads episode. So go out there, go to Apple Podcasts, and give us a five-star review and write some nice comments. We definitely would appreciate it. I know some of you listen like on Podcast Addict or TuneIn Radio and all these other things, but let me tell you something. You can actually go on your computer and download iTunes, just sign in, get an iTunes account for a second, give us a five-star review. That's how you can, you know, you don't have to use iTunes to give us the five-star review. You can do it on your computer if you have one. Some of you may not have one. So there's that. Also, go get your Docaholic for Life t-shirt from the T Public store. Also, check out the Pro Wrestling Tees store. Get there from our Facebook page, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Click shop now. It's the best way to get there, the Pro Wrestling Tees store that it is. And then follow us on Twitter, @BTT_podcast. I'm at Mike504Saints. Harper's at CJHWhoDat. We're going to get out of here. I do want to thank all the Hall of Fame patrons. R. Smith 9000, 945 Sports Beat, a.k.a. Big Rich, Jesse Lucas, Joe Ice, @MPRU83, Alice, RUMiller39, @Justin_Andretti, JShiny21, Natural Hacksaw, Thin Man Within, Slider91US, Shep Daddy 32, USC 49er Dodger. That's Harper's best new friend.
Yeah.
New friend on Facebook. Gerald Green III, T Hog 94, SV Pageant, Martin Howell 71, Tim Orechi, Coman 822, Gobble Unreal, Unconvinced Ray. Thanks for being Hall of Fame patrons. We appreciate it. Thank you for supporting the show. Those are the sponsors, the patrons, all of you. You all support the show. Thank you. That's all I got. Doc, you got anything else?
Not a thing.
All right, Harper, you got anything else?
Let's go.
Hit the tagline and take us home, Harper.
Book it, bitch.